The Supreme Court has, by a 6-3 majority decision, ruled in favor of NDC's application for a joinder challenging the 2012 presidential election results. The ruling means the NDC has been given the green light to stand beside President Mahama and the EC as respondents to the petition by the NPP. Justices William Atuguba, Jones Doche, Sule Gbadegbe, Sophia Edinyera, Vaida Kotobamfo and Rose Owusu ruled in favor of the application, whereas Justice Paul Bafuboni, Julius Ansah and Enim Yaboa dissented. The court has since taken a short break and will resume to give directives as to when the NDC should file its answer to the issues raised in the petition filed by the three members of the NPP. When that is done, a date will be fixed for the commencement of the substantive petition. Our correspondent Bubukli Nogo, who was at the court, tells us more.
As you are aware, last week the court had submissions from both parties, in this case the NDC and the MPP, NDC being represented by Chachu Chikata and two others, and the MPP's petitioners, that is Nana Akufo-Addo, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia and Jacob Echemi. The lead counsel is Philip Addison. So last week the court had submission from both parties and then subject today for the ruling. So today when the court opened, the president of the court, that is Justice William Atuguba, said that they have reached a verdict, and by it is not unanimous, it is by majority decision. So he allowed one of the judges on the majority side, that is Vaida Akotobanfo, to read the submission on behalf of the majority, or the majority view. And then Justice Vaida Akotobanfo gave various reasons why they think that the NDC has the right to be joined to the petition as respondent. In fact, she said that the NDC, as an interested party in this case, the NDC gave John Mahama the platform to campaign, and that the NDC played a very significant role in the election of John Mahama. And therefore, to be unjust on the part of the court to leave the NDC just as spectators in this case. Then she went further to say that if you look at several other cases in the past, it is necessary that people who have interest in such matters are given the platform to join the cases. They can even be compelled by the court itself to join, even if they do not apply. For that reason, they feel that it is necessary for the NDC to be made part of this case. Then they cited various roles that political parties play in organization of elections or in the democratic organization. Therefore, they made references to Article 55 of the 1992 Constitution, which gives the right to every individual to belong to a political party. And for political parties to participate effectively in shaping public opinion, to engage in any political activity, and for that matter, they feel that the NDC played that role in the 2012 elections. Then the majority said also stated further that, for instance, if in the case of a runoff, the NDC would still be made, or the NDC would have to spend money again on the election. They have to campaign or do all those things. And therefore, it is necessary for them to take part in this case, because the outcome will directly affect them. So that is the side.
So, Bobo, it means the majority has endorsed the fact that the NDC should join the suit.
Yes, that is the case. The majority has endorsed it, and it is by 6-3 majority. Those who rule in favor of the NDC application are Justice William Atuguba, Justice John Doche, Justice Sule Gbadegbe, Justice Vaida Akotobanfo, Justice Rose Owusu, and Justice Sophia Adinra. They rule in favor of NDC. But then from the minority or the dissenting view, we have Justice Julius Ansah, Justice Enim Yaboa, and Justice Paul Bafuboni. They are of the view that the NDC has not convinced the court beyond doubt that they are necessary parties to the case. They feel that the NDC may have an interest in the case, but it is not necessary that the NDC's presence in the case will not add any new value to the case. They believe that John Mahama alone has what it takes to stand the trial or to make this case, and that when the NDC is joining the case, they ask him, what new thing is anything coming to say that John Mahama will not say?
So, Bubu, that is clear. What was the reaction from the NPP legal team?
As you expect, it is one match of surprise. They believe they made a strong case, and they were hopeful that the court would side by them, but as it turns out, it didn't go that way. But you know, these guys are in this game for a long time, and they know that cases like this, there are only two outcomes. Either you win or you lose. It's not like football game where you can even get a draw, but it is not like that. So I believe they understand the situation, and that they're coping with faith, and what is left for the for the court has just gone on a short recess and will be back, and it is mechanical to give directive as to what is next, and it will have to do with the NDC. The ruling means that the NDC is going to be a respondent to the case.
So it therefore means that when they resume sitting, they will give verdict as to when the real case will be heard.
Maybe not necessary. You know, now that the NDC has been made respondent, they will be given time to file an answer or to file their answers to the issues raised by the three members of the NPP in their petition.
You heard Bubu Klinogo reporting from the Supreme Court.